Blog Talk Radio.
Another end. Okay, I think we should be going through now. It's probably on my. It was my fault. 100%
okay, yeah,
my fault.
Yeah, you can hear us. You said.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So we good. We're here.
We're Gucci.
We're
right,
in
awesome.
The house.
All right. So we're gonna try to. We're gonna see if we can get people to give us a call this day. And we normally go live on Thursday evening, but this is Monday, and we're going live this Monday evening because people that work for American Truth Project, you know, they have lives too, and they want to spend time with their family and stuff. So we said, you know what, we'll go ahead and do it. And this is a great day for us to have this podcast because right now we're talking about what happened in Buffalo, New York. We're talking about a monster, my opinion, that was indoctrinated by the left, right? The left, they're automatically blaming. Who do you think they're blaming, Shannon?
White people, white supremacists.
White supremacists,
and
white
they think
people.
That all white people are white supremacists.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
They're on the right and they're conservatives.
Yep, they're blaming everybody white. They're blaming Tucker Carlson. If you don't believe me, I'm gonna prove that to you today.
Yeah, it's just crazy, right?
I'm pretty sure everyone is already aware that they're blaming Tucker Carlson, Fox News, Lori Ingram, Ben Shapiro, and they're also saying that, and they also brought immigrants into this because they're saying that this thug monster drove 200 miles because he's going to be replaced by black people, people of color. They're literally saying this is the reason why he did it. Now, he could have just, you know, just hated black people, right? But he, not only did he shoot black people, he shot white people. And the biggest thing that out of this whole story, let's just say, you know, his reasoning were because he just had he's mentally challenged, and he showed up to a place because he's always being told that black people are going to replace you, and that all this is coming out of the left. The left is pushing this. They're pushing it in the sense of saying that, well, you know what? Republicans are telling white people that you're going to be replaced by people of color because they don't want people coming into the country. And that's not even true. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Republicans don't have issues with people coming to the country. Just come through the front door. Even President Trump has mentioned that. President Trump has said that. But they have taken it to the next level, trying to get everyone to believe that he only did this because he's going to be replaced by black people, people of color, and that because Tucker and Fox News told him, which is a total lie.
Right. It drives me crazy because this is just another way that they're trying to divide our country, right? I mean, every little single thing is people on the right are bad, people on the left are good, right? But
yep.
Time and time again, we see that their actions, their agendas are actually what's hurting this world and this country, and we're actually going to talk about that today. But hey, listen, first, we want to hear from you, right? So give us a call. The number is 516-595-8069, and make sure you press 1 to come on the line with us. I'm going to give it to you once more real quick. Are you ready?
Yeah,
it
I'm
is,
ready.
You
I'm
ready?
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. What's the number?
It is 516-595-8069. Once again, push 1 to come on the line and talk to Will and tell him what you think about everything that's happening in the world right now. If it's about abortion rights, if it's about what happened this weekend at the shooting in Buffalo, if you want to talk about what's happening with WHO at the UN coming up, call in.
Yes, give me a call. Tell me what you think. You know, our world is upside down.
It's upside down.
It's upside down with a twist. Mm. It's not just upside down. It's upside down with a twist.
You know, I have to tell you something.
Tell me.
This weekend, Will and I went to an event here in Austin, Texas, and it was the American Freedom Tour, and we got to hear several great speakers, including Don Jr., and President Trump. And let me tell you something.
So basically you're telling me that we heard from the MAGA King.
And the MAGA Prince.
And the MAGA Prince.
Yeah, Don Jr. said, hey, he said, if my dad is the MAGA King, that makes me
the MAGA Prince,
which I have to tell you, Don Jr. is probably my favorite speaker out of all of them. He is absolutely hilarious, and he's very good at articulating what is happening in the world right now.
Yep.
And he's very positive. He's like, listen, he's like, I used to build buildings. But guess what? I saw this country falling apart. My family saw this country falling apart. These people have literally shifted their agenda. These are rich people, elite people.
They walked away from billion-dollar industries.
Right. And the left would say, call these people the ones that don't care about America. But these people have proven to be the very opposite of that. They are working to save America. Actually, Mike Pompeo was there too, which I have to tell you, it was great to see him relaxed and in an atmosphere where he could just talk freely and really talk about everything that happens. And he really supports the Trump and everything that we've done. It was actually very positive. And that's how the right is. When you go to these events, Will's gone to so many, the conservative movement is so much more positive, right? They're more diverse. I can't tell you how many different people were there. It was not all white people. So if the left is telling you that it's mostly white people, you are absolutely 100% wrong. I saw black people. I saw white people. I saw Mexicans. I saw people that are Indian. I saw all kinds of people. And you know what?
Yep.
We just look at each other and embrace each other. It's so positive. We talk about, you know, the things that are wrong with America and what we need to do to make America great again. Ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I have to say this. At that event, I was the only black male in the building that had on a T-shirt that said MAGA Republican.
Well, you know, a lot of them had on Trump hats and stuff
I'm just saying, because it's my T-shirt, right? It's my T-shirt on my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and I was just in there, and I was happy to wear it. And a lot of people like looking, because a lot of people don't know who I am. A lot of people see me, and they see a black guy, dreadlocks, walking through this convention center, and he has on a T-shirt that says MAGA Republican, and they're all talking in the news. And you know what? I came up with that shirt, Shannon, before they even started saying, you know, MAGA Republican, ultra MAGA Republican.
Right.
I came up with that T-shirt because I said, you know what? I like that idea, MAGA Republican.
And you know what?
They kept saying that President Trump is taking over the Republican Party.
Yeah, and Trump started laughing. He's like, oh, he's like, if you want to say ultra and make America great again, I'm with it.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how was that a bad thing?
It's so funny. But my other point is that at the same time at our Capitol, you had about 10 to 20,000 people, they said, that were on the left spewing hate and saying disgusting things and talking about killing babies in the womb. And it's so drastically different. We are on completely different spectrums of the world right now. And it is really, Will, like you've said so many times, it's a spiritual battle. And it's funny because we're going to play some video clips here about how they're talking about what happened in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And it's so disgusting, because if you really know what they're doing, it makes you even more sick, right? Like, you just listen to them and you think, do you not see that what you are doing and saying is a big part of what is wrong with this country right now?
Yeah,
but they really don't.
Yeah, they really don't. So let me play this first clip that we have for you, where they're basically saying that it's the old white cookie grandmother that's the white supremacy, blaming Tucker Carlson, blaming Fox News. And they're even going as far as, Shannon, they're even going as far as saying that this killer in Buffalo, New York, in his manifesto, they're literally trying to allude that he did this because of Tucker Carlson. It's bizarre. Listen.
Of course, I think so often we treat, especially around white supremacists, we think of them as our kooky old grandmother, right? It's our racist friend who makes a joke we shouldn't make. And what are we supposed to do? I mean, they say some bigoted things. I think that too often we treat white supremacist terror in society and elite spaces and the media as these one-offs and not as an advanced, coherent ideology, right? That this ideology that claimed lives in the grocery store in Buffalo is the same ideology that claimed Jewish lives in Pittsburgh and the Tree of Life Synagogue, the same ideology that claimed lives down at the Walmart in El Paso, right? That there is a complex conspiracy theory that's as old as our American society, and in which white Americans are being told and being poisoned through the internet, but also through some relatively mainstream media organizations on the right, being told that they're facing a demographic crisis and that they have to stand up for themselves.
And let's just be clear, Wes, you're talking about Tucker Carlson, you're talking about Laura Ingraham, you're talking about the biggest stars on Fox News. Is it too simplistic to reduce this to a single television show, though?
CNN. I vote CNN, MSNBC. See how they are, though? Is that irritating? They're sitting there. Let me be clear.
Well, you kind of cut him off there at the end, though. But because he said, is it too much to say there's just one network? And the guy was talking and said, yes. Brian Stelter asked the question. And he goes, yes. But Brian Stelter goes, oh, but wait a minute. We want to say social media, too. You know, he wanted to interject and add all this stuff. But you know who's actually doing it? You're correct, Shannon. It's actually CNN. It's actually MSDNC. It's actually the ABC, CBS, the entire Alphabet Network soup group. All of them, they're the ones actually perpetrating. Thank you. Perpetrating all of this against the United States of America, against the people. They're the ones who's actually inciting violence. And at the same time, wait a minute, it just dawned on me. Didn't they just tell people to hit the streets? This is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. You remember doing the summer of love?
Yeah, maybe he was following their command. He was following their command to hit the streets.
And,
I don't know.
I would say the attack on the church this past weekend, because you notice they're not really talking too much about that.
No.
They mention it because they want gun control, but they're really not talking about all of the shooting that took place at a church. Why do you think the shootings took place at this church, right? It's because they have told people to hit the streets because your freedoms are going away. The same way they indoctrinate this young man, they've indoctrinated so many other people to go out and be violent.
Right. You know, usually, you know, you always want to get down to the root of the problem and say, okay, how did this happen? But the way they do it is actually more divisive and hateful. They really aren't trying to get to the root of the problem, right? They're really not trying to figure out why this man did what they did. They're saying that his manifesto or some online searches, he looked for this particular neighborhood that had mostly black people, and it was 200 miles away. But what they don't tell you is that last year when he was getting ready to graduate, he made some threats against his own school. Right. And he was talking, it alluded to the fact that he might shoot at the school, and they brought him into custody and had him mentally evaluated. So it wasn't just this particular targeted area. He was actually his own neighborhood and his own school was thinking about doing it as well. So overall, you sit there and you think, okay, so common sense starts to come into play. Right. He's a mean, hateful person. Right. Not just protecting, I mean, I guess he hated Christians. Well, you had mentioned to me earlier that he talked a lot about in his manifesto supposedly hating Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Christians, that's a big part of the conservative movement. We believe in Christianity. So, once again, you start thinking, okay, is he really, you know, left-leaning or right-leaning? But, you know, in the end, does it really matter? He was just a sick person. I mean, you can't tell me that it's not a mental issue, you wanting to shoot up even your school or another area. I mean, why would you want to go shoot people, right?
It is a mental issue. And you know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to have someone on tomorrow on my other broadcast where we're going to talk about the Constitution and what's happening, which we haven't talked about here on American Truth Project, was supposed to happen here May 22nd. And they're saying on May 22nd of this year, from the 22nd to the 28th, that at the Geneva Convention, that they're going to vote on whether or not giving up the sovereignty of the United States of America to the WHO, which is a branch of the United Nations. And they're saying that they'll be able to come in for any health crisis. They're saying that this is a health crisis, right? And because someone that, you know, goes into a supermarket and just shoot people randomly, they're mentally unstable. I think we all can agree to that. But see, they're going to take it another measure. They're going to take it another step. Anyone that they believe has a mental health issue, they believe those are the ones who want to own firearms in the first place, because he actually purchased the AR-15 that he used legally. And that all they're going to do is want to use, be able to take that and use that against everybody and say, hey, even people, law-abiding citizens, in quotes, are buying these weapons and they're using them against people. But he already had a history of mental illness before the gun came in place. But they're going to use this for another reason, for to bring the WHO into the United States of America. And you know what? They're probably going to bring them in to disarm the American people, Shannon. So then that way they can say that the government is not doing it. Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what they're going to do. You know how I told you before how the dimmer, it just dawned on me.
It dawned. Light bulb.
Yeah, absolutely. Bing! Light bulb went off. The U.S. government has been censoring free speech of the American people for over 10 years now. They even admitted to it.
Right.
Right? And they did it by going to these socialist tech companies and getting them to censor conservatives.
Actually, yeah. And even Obama admitted that.
Right.
The talk he had
exactly.
last month.
Yeah. And they said they're not, they haven't been doing enough censorship. You know, the federal government. But see, you can't go and say that the federal government was doing it, because the federal government got the social tech companies to do it
to go
for
along
them.
With their agenda, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of them coming in and saying, hey, the federal government, we're not the ones disarming you. It's the WHO that's going to disarm you for health reasons. So then no one can come back and say, well, I'm suing you, the government, because you're disarming us.
Yeah, the WHO you're talking about, right, because the WHO, in their own permeable, says that they can intervene on any health crisis, whether it's mentally or a physical disease, right? So all they have to do is say, hey, listen, we're saying that this is a problem to, and it's a threat to the neighboring countries, and therefore we have to step in and we have to do something about it. So you're right, Will. I mean, that could be one of their routes. You know, we're trying to look for the route of the world domination, which we know is coming, the New World Order. And if this new this new legislation that we talked about last week goes through, it's pretty dangerous. I mean, it just takes the shackles off of WHO to do whatever they want to shut down America and intervene.
But that's exactly how they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the route that they're going to go. And, you know, because I look at this stuff, I pay attention to it. And that's exactly – so what actually brought it to realization for me was when Elon Musk said that he was going to allow free speech on Twitter. So then they created this whole disinformation board to combat free speech. And they're trying to say that they're not the ones – they're not actually, you know, doing that. But that's exactly what they're doing. And they're saying they're not doing it because they say, hey, this has already been in place for 10 years, censoring people. It's just we're not doing it. The tech companies are doing it.
Right.
Based on what we're saying. I mean, it's just for us to actually be seeing this, to me, it just confirms everything that I've been saying. So let me play another clip here where they're still talking about Buffalo, New York, where they're talking about the reason why this monster went to this grocery store and killed so many people. Listen to this on the Communist News Network.
The stuff Tucker and Laura Ingraham say every night, it could be written by white supremacists very often. There is a section of this manifesto where the shooter starts talking about people always say diversity is strength. How is it strength? I can hear it in Tucker's voice. He says,
you hear this? He said he can hear it in Tucker's voice. What exactly is he hearing in
he's
Tucker's
literally
voice?
Saying, when he says diversity and strength, it makes America great again, they're like, well, you're just suggesting white supremacy. What on earth is he talking about? And see, if that's the only thing he can pull out, then he's got a big problem in his argument, right? They can't give you any – you know, if it's such a huge problem, Will, would they not have pulled audio or some kind of text from Ingraham and Tucker Sows? No. They didn't, because they can't, people. They can't.
They're doing what they normally do. All they're doing is mouthing off what they want people to believe.
Right, with nothing to back it up.
Nope, nothing back it up. They're just saying this because this is what we want you to believe, and you have to believe it because we said it. Where they've lied so many times.
Mm-hmm.
repeated lies so many times. And then if you question it, Shannon, oh my goodness, how dare you question what they're saying? Then it becomes even a bigger problem because you question what they're saying.
You know, it's interesting, Will, because I talked about this earlier, and you can't. I bet if we pull Tucker's demographic, like who's listening to him, I highly doubt this 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, right? Because a lot of these younger people, they just don't turn on the news, right? What they basically listen to is social media.
Yep.
And social media is dominated by liberal agenda because they literally censor out the conservative voice. So to me, common sense is he most likely, and actual school CRT too, he's a product of all of that. He's a product of the liberal agenda. And just like you said before, Will, where did white supremacy get its root in? The Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about white supremacy, okay, I'll go with you. It's a white supremacy thing. Well, guess what? He gets that from the Democrat Party in our nation, not the conservative.
Yeah. And, you know, I've mentioned it so many times before, and everyone is aware, you know, unless you've just been on a rock for your entire life and you don't want to acknowledge what's been happening. But it's always been the KKK came out of the Democrat Party. Yeah. That's just the facts. They would love to change that. They would love it for everyone to believe, like, hey, you know what, it's these Republicans, these white Republicans, they don't like black people. It's them. They're the reason. They're the cause of all of this, what's happening. They're literally saying that the ultra-mega Republicans are domestic terrorists, and they want us to be thought that way. Biden the other day even said it, that we should be considered terrorists, basically. And I'm like, the people are saying, but all we want is to make America great. That's all we want. We
ultra,
want our freedoms.
Ultra-mega.
Ultra-mega. Exactly.
Hey, Will.
Ultra MAGA.
This is Anastasia. We've got someone calling on the line. Hi there.
Okay.
We have a caller.
His name is
Matthew E. O'Neill. He's from Plymouth, Massachusetts. He's a top-rated editor and Amazon.com writer. So I'm going to put him through.
Okay, awesome. I'd like to hear from him.
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, O'Neill. I'm a top-rated editor for Everipedia.org. We rival Wikipedia, except we have video capabilities. I also authored 3 audiobooks on Amazon.com. I'm an RNC writer, and I create pages for Trump Victory and for the RNC. I served in U.S. Air Force Space Command for 3 years. I was on active duty in the U.S. Air Force. When I was on active duty, my son was conceived, and my son was born when I was in the IRR. Former President Donald Trump renamed Air Force Space Command, and now it's called the United States Space Force. It's a separate service branch. He took the time to change the name of it. So
right. That's
actually very, very important, because I think that there was a lot of mistakes made in Air Force Space Command that have, since President Trump took the time to change the name of it. It's called the United States Space Force. I think he recognized that some of the officers were unequipped on the base, and they made mistakes. So, like, for example, we lost the war in Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan for 20 years, and we actually lost to a third world country. And I think that President Trump did a really good thing by changing the name of it, because my son was born in December of 2000. His name's Dan Marshall, and he resides in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. His mother's name is Patricia Marshall, and she's part Indian. And a lot of people don't realize that since he took the time to change the name of it, they made a lot of mistakes. The officers, we lost the war in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring that up, because I boxed when I was in the military.
So he didn't just change the name. He changed how you did things. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It was called Air Force Space Command, but now it's called the United States Space Force. It's a space service branch of the United States Armed Forces. And it's currently one of
I remember when he did it.
Uniform services. It's one of 8 U.S. uniform services. And currently the world's only independent space force. It only has 8,400 military personnel, so it's the smallest branch. So
how
since
do you
he
think
took
he
the
improved
time,
it?
Well, I think that some of the officers from lesser ROTC, ROTC detachments really weren't the greatest officers, or they weren't equipped to be officers in Space Command. Of course, if somebody graduates from West Point or a service academy, you're getting the better officer. But I think a lot of young people out of high schools got into Air Force Space Command, and some they might have been done wrong. You know, I competed as an amateur boxer in the 1990s, and I beat Preston Hartsog. And Preston Hartsog was in the U.S. Army World-Class Athlete Program. He beat Wesley Cabbage Carrera in an MMA fight, and Carrera was in four UFC events. And my boxing career was covered by Max Boxing. And I just, and I don't want to, you know, complain, but I was going to box right outside of the military, and I wanted to fight Thomas Hearns on Fox Sports, you know, because I beat a world-class athlete, and I wanted to fight Hearns on Fox Sports, and then maybe get to Evander Holyfield. They released a record of my boxing career 19 years after my last match. And I don't want to complain, but my son was born in December of 2000. So Leon Spinks, for example, he was a U.S. Marine, and Leon Spinks fought Muhammad Ali twice. When somebody's a Marine, you know, it's held in high prestige. So they're respected, they're U.S. Marines. When I was there in the Air Force, I was in Air Force Space Command. Donald Trump took
let
the
me
time
ask you
to
this.
Rename that.
Let me ask you a question, if I can. So what do you think about them possibly handing over our sovereignty to the WHO and via the UN, and the military sitting idly by doing nothing?
I'm not really too sure about that subject. I'm not an expert on that. But I think that the RNC, you know, is far superior to the Democratic Party. It's a much more organized party. And it's, in times like this, we need better organization. And the Democrats,
Because to me, I feel like the Democrat Party has been far more organized and even sadistic in their movements. I mean, look at our school system. For a long, many, many decades ago, they decided to insert liberal agenda into the school system, and it's actually worked. It's actually been able to manipulate hundreds of thousands of children today. Look at what they did with the election. I don't know if you watched 2000 Mules, but that's part of a highly organized system that was at work. So, and we just don't do that. See, to me, I feel like we look at the better good of people, like people just wouldn't do that, but they actually are doing it. So how do you view that? I mean, how do you feel about like 2000 Mules and how they organized across the country? I mean, we're not just saying in major cities, they did it all across the country.
I don't know too much about that subject, but one subject, I write for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Write many Everipedia pages for them. And this month I wrote a page on Rayla Campbell. And Rayla Campbell is an African-American from Massachusetts that's running for Secretary of State. Now, Rayla Campbell said something. I talked to her on LinkedIn briefly, and she's really opposed to illegal immigrants and the fact that they can vote. Some Democrats or some people think that illegal immigrants have the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually trying to push that agenda. And Rayla Campbell believes extremely wrong.
So how are we organized in changing what's happening in, okay, let's talk about the voting system. You know, she's against illegals voting, so am I. How are we highly organized in getting the voting message out?
Because you suggested that the RNC is more organized than the DNC, correct?
Right.
I believe so. I mean, everybody has their own opinions. But in times like this, I think it's important. I think the RNC is a better party as far as organization.
No,
well, I think they're a better party.
Well, I think we all agree that the RNC is a much better party. They're actually diverse in a positive way even. But when and you know, you're kind of making a point, you're bringing something up about how you're not really familiar about them, Joe Biden handing our sovereignty over to the WHO, to the United Nations, and they're going to vote on this in the Geneva Convention come this the 22nd of this month. And it kind of terrifies me, and you're writing for the RNC. how many people don't know that they're actually doing this? And see, that's the biggest problem that we have right now.
Yeah, I don't feel like we have as good of a messaging system as the DNC does.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they get out their agenda and their ideals far better than the RNC does. You don't feel that way?
Well, I think that, I mean, the Democratic Party has a lot of great politicians, but the RNC, I try to stress this point. In times like this, we need great leadership. And the RNC, they field better candidates because their candidates are properly educated. For example, Thomas Menino was the mayor of Boston for over 20 years, and he kept getting elected over and over again. And I mean, Tom had a beautiful family, and he had some good aptitudes, but to think that Thomas Menino was the mayor of a city for that long, I went to Boston back in 2013, and some of those neighborhoods are like third world countries. I just don't think that some of the Democratic candidates are properly educated and properly equipped, you know, to be there for that long. I don't think Thomas.
You know what? I have to agree.
I agree with you.
AOC, not properly educated. Ilhan Omar, not properly educated. I mean, you could go on and on.
I would even go as far as saying Nancy Pelosi.
You know what they have that we don't have? They're activists.
Yes.
They put activists in position, not politicians. So I would 100% agree with that. But anyways, we got another phone call. You want a final thought before we go?
My name is Matthew E. O'Neill, all apostrophe N-E-I-L, and I write for the RNC for Everopedia.org. So to our listeners, please check out Everopedia.org, and you can really learn something. It's greatly enhanced and a much better version of Wikipedia.
Hey, yeah, and
awesome.
Send that link to our email, too, contact@uniteamericafirst.com. We'd like to check that out. Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, take care.
We lost that other caller.
We had another caller?
I guess we lost another caller. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's nice to actually talk to someone who's writing for the RNC, but it's kind of terrifying at the same time that he wasn't aware of what the Democrats are wanting to do come May 22nd. And
well, I mean, I think that just goes to the point where a lot of Democrats don't either, though, right? Because that's one of those things that the Biden administration doesn't want people to get out. They're very manipulative.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I was talking about.
Yes.
They're very manipulative and very quiet about what they do.
And a lot of politicians aren't even talking about it.
I mean, they deflect right now with this whole abortion thing.
And the whole abortion, and now we got this shooting. It's like,
right. Oh,
everything else gets on the back burner.
Right.
You know, And the same thing with the baby formula. They don't want you talking about the baby formula, but they're quick to talk about a thug going to Buffalo shooting up people. And, oh, my goodness, we got white supremacist issue. White supremacist issue. Oh, my goodness. Where are all these white supremacists at, Shannon? Where are they at?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know what, I agree with him. We do, on the Republican side, we do have better politicians. You know, our politicians are the ones that get on there and talk about the different laws and the different, you know, they're constitutional lawyers or people that know a lot about a lot. I mean, Ted Cruz is a lawyer. I mean, these people are fighting with knowledge, right? And they try to inform the American people through their knowledge. The sad thing is that you have people listening to the media, which really truly is not giving a informed message. They're giving a disinformation message, and people are, you know what, it's just easier for them to hear that, listen to it, and embrace it. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the Democrats are so good. And not only that, not only are they good about, you know, the politicians like Nancy Pelosi. I think one time she said she didn't have a problem with certain things getting leaked to the media.
Oh, well, what you're referring to is that Nancy Pelosi actually went before, you know, she did a press conference, and she actually admitted that they will leak information to the press, and then the press would report on it, and then she said we would just confirm it.
Right. I mean, how often do you hear that happening on the right? Quite honestly, it just doesn't happen, right? It's always the left. And then they have these, you know, so-called, you know, whistleblowers that they can't name, right, or something like that. It's absolutely ridiculous, but they are so good about using the voice of the media and social media because they also censor that, and they only allow the liberal voices to get out there more than the conservative voices. So they have some things in their tool belt that, quite honestly, the RNC, the Republican Party, doesn't have and don't use.
That's true. I mean, and that is the case. And you're right, and he was right as well that the Republican Party have better candidates, which is true because they actually want to put America first, which is nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with putting America first.
I mean, the intelligent people actually know how to improve America and keep America from falling into a socialist type, communist type country. Quite honestly, you have the AOCs. She doesn't know anything historical. She's never been. She was a bartender, right? Now she's an activist.
Well,
and guess what?
Well,
she's getting paid.
To speak in her behalf, she probably does know about mixing one drink versus another based on the history of the drink.
I mean, I don't want to say that she's a stupid person. I think she would at least try to have some common sense. But she is an
activist. They've coached her very well.
Because when she first started out,
oh my goodness,
she did not talk like she does now.
Yeah,
she's been coached.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
been giving talking points. She's been given money. Believe me, she is at the arm of the New Green Initiative, and we know that those people get paid to do and say what they say, right? So I don't know. Will. And she got reelected, people. Like,
well, the same way Nancy Pelosi gets reelected, the people don't know,
yeah.
and a lot of people don't go out and vote. And you know, they say, "Well, this is the person that we want there," and they just shovel all this money in and say, "Okay, make it happen."
And they get comfortable where they're at, right? They sit there and go, "Well, my life's not as good as it could be, but it's not the worst." And they make the right hand of our country look so bad that people are scared. But you know what? Well, it doesn't make sense to me because Trump really worked hard, and he made America, the American dream, more available to people than decades of presidents had. More black people, minorities were working than ever before. More black women had their own business ownership than ever before. These are things that they just don't talk about, right? They say, oh, well, he was holding them back. He really wasn't holding them back. He was actually giving them the tools. And guess what? He did not insult them by saying, listen, as a black person, you can do this. He just said, as an American, you can do this, and here's the tools for everyone. I'm so sick of this black and white thing. I'm so sick of blacks are victims and white people are bad, right? It's disgusting.
Yeah. So let me play this clip with Nancy Grossly Pelosi, and she's talking about that the oath that she took was to defend people. And if I'm not mistaken, this is about, you know, of course, Roe versus Wade and how they're saying that our freedoms are going away if they overturn Roe. And you actually were looking at an article earlier today, Shannon, where they were telling the Supreme Court was saying that they're going to put it on hold. Is that correct?
Yeah, they said that they were going to, because, you know, a
lot
of
the political pressure.
Yeah, the political pressure wanted them to make a decision now. Like, they wanted them to codify abortion now, make it a law of the land, and they were pushing the politicians to decide which side of the aisle you are. Are you going for it or you're not going for it? And they pretty much just said, we're going to take our time. And see, they hate that because they don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
because right?
it's going to – well, they already said that it's going to – they're going to actually rule on it or vote on it in
Before July, the
beginning of July, somewhere around there. Probably it, end up going like towards
yeah,
the end of July.
Yeah, all
but the
political
thing
pressure
is,
going to their houses and everything. They were trying to push them to do something
yeah,
now,
exactly,
to rule now.
Exactly. So just stop it. Just stop it. Say it's never going to go away. Just drop it all together. But listen to Nancy Grossly Pelosi here.
So there has to be, and it's overwhelmingly popular. And people of members of an NRA, gun owners, hunters, and all the rest, they have to have a background. They have to have the background check. Why?
You hear this? She's saying the NRA has to have a background check. And listen to who she says should have a background check.
You have the background check. Why shouldn't everyone who wants to have a gun have that? And we'll see. Now, would it?
Now, Shannon, have you ever known for someone to not have to get a background check?
Yeah, I don't even know what she's talking about.
Yeah, she's basically trying to say that they don't think you should have a background check. I don't think that even the NRA, I don't think they you know, disagree with people having a background check.
Absolutely
because
not.
You have a lot of Democrats out there that should not own firearms.
Right.
I'm serious. So listen to this.
Solve every challenge we have, maybe not, but it would take us a long way. And we know when the Brady Bill first passed, and I was part of that, that millions of purchases were stopped and lives were saved. So this is about safety. And safety is what we take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. The inference to be drawn is the safety also of the American people.
She says she took an oath for safety. So what's happening to our southern border? What's up with the energy crisis? What's up with? I mean, seriously. And she's saying that she took an oath for safety. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
You know, when she talks, I just sit there and I think, does she really even believe in what she's saying? Because
she might have been on that, what do they call it, the happy juice or that oil. She's probably drinking alcohol.
I mean, they just use words and just like safety. And we're like, okay.
No one is above the
law.
No one is above the law.
Like you brought up, what about the border? That's a huge problem for America as far as sex trafficking, as far as drug trafficking, as far as people like terrorists, which we know they've caught some. So how many did they not catch? I mean, are they really for safety? Really?
No,
not at all. Or are they more about control? Because the less guns that are out there, the more control that they are in. And that's really what they want. They want control. I think people need to use common sense when they listen to what these people are really saying and really know how and why America was built. You know, the founders of our country said, listen, the government that you need to be scared of is the one that disarms its people, right? And that's what we need. That, quite frankly, if she's really interested in our Constitution, she will listen to what our founders said and why they said it. But to be honest with you, she really doesn't care what they said. She really doesn't care about the Constitution. They only care about their agenda.
Yeah, that's the only thing they care about. They can care less about anything else. It's about their agenda. And that's what it all comes down to. And I'm willing to bet Nancy Pelosi, she's completely aware of the you know, handing our sovereignty over to the WHO.
Oh, quite. Oh, yeah. Of course she is.
So all the prominent Democrats.
I'm sure Schumer does.
Know
I'm
about
sure
it.
Pencil neck.
Who?
Shifty Shift.
Pencil neck.
I'm sure he knows. He knew about it too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's aware of it. All of them are aware of it. So when we first started off today, we're talking about this monster in Buffalo, New York, and the mainstream media rarely ever talk about the murders that happen every single weekend in Chicago. Never talk about it. The murders happen in L.A., the murders that happen in Oakland, St. Louis, Chicago, of course, all of these murders of black-on-black crime. And the mainstream media says it's not even an issue that much. But in Chicago, Mayor Beetlejuice Lightfoot came up with a solution to combat violence or combat all the gun shooting. You know what that is, Shannon?
Cheated. I saw the video.
You cheated? You saw the video?
Yeah. You can't trigger me. All right, watch.
The solution is
Curfew.
So we're going to change the curfew from 11 p.m. to 10 p.m. And guess what? All of the violence is going to go away. It's just like saying that, hey, don't be outside after 9 o'clock because that's when COVID would get you. You remember they were shutting down all the stores and businesses that they allowed to remain open at 9 o'clock because, hey, COVID comes out at night. The COVID comes out at night. Yep. That's like old song. Anyway, so they say that. And the same thing like when you go to a restaurant.
That's freak.
Yeah. Freaks come out at night. But in this case, we're saying COVID come out at night. But just like when you go into a restaurant, you walk into the restaurant, not so much now. There's a few places. But you go into a restaurant, you have to have your mask on. But when you sit down, you can take your mask off. Because, see, COVID only exists 4.7 feet up in the air. Anything below that, you don't have to worry about it. So if you were to walk into the restaurant, just squat down, then you'd be perfectly fine. It's the same thing here with Mayor Beetlejuice Lightfoot literally saying, that's what she's saying, that, hey, we can stop all the crime. You just have to have all your bad kids, baby kids, that go up in the house before 10 o'clock.
Her messaging is ridiculous.
Yeah, listen to this.
Right now in Chicago, the curfew for young people is 11 p.m. on the weekends. And this, as I said, been in place for several decades. We're changing that. Today, I'm signing an executive order to move that curfew back on weekends to 10 p.m. And I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew that's been in effect for a very long time.
So, parents, you need to know what the rules are.
Yeah, the rules are you need to be in by 10. I don't care what you do before 10, but you need to know the rules are by 10.
If you're going to shoot someone at 10:01, you need to move it to 9:59.
I mean, dude, look at this messaging. I mean, why don't you say, hey, parents, listen, you need to come together and help us to make sure that your children are making good decisions, that they're not into drugs, that they're not out on the streets getting in trouble. Make them respect life and make them have goals, long-term goals for their life. I mean, do those kind of things? No. She says, we're doing curfew, people.
Yeah. And
we want you to follow that curfew.
And she also should be saying that, hey, we're going to enforce strict laws. We're going to put more police officers out on the street.
Right.
We're going to pull people over for any reason. We're going to crack down on this violence. If you're out at a certain time, and you're just there at 8:30 and you're running up and down the street and we hear gunfire, we're going to shut it down. We're coming for you, you criminals, you thug criminals. But she doesn't say that. She puts the blame on the parents. This is literally what she's doing here. They never want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Yes.
They never want anyone to pay attention to, hey, well, we're not actually enforcing the laws. We're just because they want this chaos.
Yeah, I once heard a police officer say, we don't have a police officer problem. We have a ghetto problem, right? People in these areas where there's a lot of shooting and stuff, quite honestly, they're turning on themselves, right? They shoot at each other. They're going to areas of the during daylight, mind you, when people are, tourists are out and stuff like that. They're robbing them, robbing their cars and stuff like that. We have to change our culture, right? And their messaging and their focus is so wrong in the Democrat Party. And I can't believe, common sense to me, when I'm listening to that, I'm going, really? You're more worried about curfew and them enforcing that rule than you are about other rules, about respect life, maybe give them long-term goals, you know, having conversations with your children. I mean, there's so many more things they could do that would be more effective than moving the time up. Let me tell you something. If they're shooting people at 11 o'clock, they really don't care about curfew, people. They're really not going to go, I can only do it before 10.
We cracked down on violence. We cracked down on crime because we changed the time for the criminals to be out on the street.
They're going
to
go, I'm going to follow that law, but I'm not going to follow the law where I can't shoot people. That makes sense, people.
That's exactly it. I was told that I had to be in at, 10 o'clock. So, hey, thug killer, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow to shoot me.
Yeah.
It's just idiotic.
That's the one rule I'm going to follow. Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to follow this rule because they said 10 o'clock. So, you know what? If we're going to shoot Tyrone, we need to get over there before 10, homie. We need to shoot Tyrone tonight. I mean, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Will, was it last week or the week before, she was saying that crime is going down, right?
Once again,
crime is really going down, which one of the media people actually challenged her on that and said that, no, it's not going down.
She got upset.
Why would you come up with this new executive order of all things institute a new curfew? It doesn't make sense to me. People, when things don't make sense, there's a reason, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? We need more common sense in this world, Will. Maybe exactly what that gentleman was saying earlier, we just don't have intelligent leaders on the Democrat side.
That is 100% true. There are no intelligent leaders on the Democrat side, and that's where we are. That's where we are. Now, I will say this on the Republican side, and I consider myself a Republican, a conservative Republican. There's a lot of Republicans that don't even acknowledge what is going on. Like, to give an example, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, all of them don't even realize what is actually going on. They think that they should do normal establishment as usual. That's the way it should be. And that's why all of them, you know, supported removing President Trump, every last one of them. And you can't tell me that Lindsey Graham didn't support removing Trump or Mitch McConnell, because both of them at some point came out and said, well, we thought that Biden was going to be more moderate. We thought that he was going to be more moderate. You're an idiot, because if you ask me, the backdoor deal was made. I would have loved to have been there, but based on their actions and based on the stuff that they said, the backdoor deal was made. Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats went to Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and said, hey, we can help you get your Republican Party back, but you have to help us get rid of President Trump. And I'm telling you, they made that deal without me being there. I know that they made this deal, and it's basically because of what they said. We thought that Biden was going to be more moderate.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because, you know, common sense, if you were seeing how the world was going, you knew that once Biden got in there, he was going to not be moderate, right? He had too much of a liberal agenda following him. Even when you went to his website, the top things were of the liberal agenda. One of the top ones was LGBTQ, right? And then it was gun control. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But here's the thing. You know, one thing when we were at the event this weekend with Trump, you know what he said?
What's
he said,
that?
Listen, it's not a liberal thing. It's not even a conservative thing. It's just common sense.
Yeah.
What is good for our country? And that gentleman that called in earlier about the space new arm of the military, I get it, because even Trump was talking about that big ship, the Navy ship that they just got done building. It cost millions and billions. I don't even know how much. It was billions.
Yeah.
Anyways, and Trump went to visit this carrier, and at first it wasn't even working, right? Like, they spent all this money, and Trump looked at the ship, and he saw the control tower was in the back, in the way of these planes landing.
Most of the time, they have the control center will be in the center of the aircraft carrier.
Off to the side
in the center.
So the planes can,
you know, take off, and they can land. Well, they changed and put it in the back. Well, and he said, why did they do that? Who architected this? And then at the same time, they were having issues with the catapult, you know, having the planes take off the aircraft carrier because they wanted all electric.
They had a problem.
Well, any time when it's electric, because they're using these magnets, anytime it gets water on them, and you're talking about seawater, they would collapse. It was like, oh, we're on break right now because we're part of the Green New Deal Union.
And it's so funny because everyone that Trump went to, they're like, he's like, oh, so how's that catapult working?
It's not working.
The guy's like, it's not working. And Trump's sitting here going, what?
And they go, what about the plane? What about the lift that lifts the planes up from up underneath the deck? Not working.
The elevator's not working because it's electric.
It got wet.
And so all this, and Trump said, listen, he said, I wasn't even an architect myself. He's like, or whatever it is. He's like, and I already saw that there was a problem. It just didn't make sense. And Trump said a lot of his decisions for America and the things that he saw that needed to be fixed were just common sense. He said, as soon as he pulled up to the ship, he was like, that doesn't look right. Right?
Yeah.
Well, why is that in the back of the plane?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, if they're having a hard time landing a plane, which is one of the hardest things he said to do, is to land a plane on one of those ships, why would you put a tower in the way where they have a shorter strip than they used to have before? It doesn't make sense, people, right? And that's what Trump's saying. He's just saying, listen, we have people in power that just make decisions that aren't common sense. Just like this Beetlejuice woman, it doesn't make sense to move curfew. Curfew's not the problem, people. I hate to tell you.
Did you say this Beetlejuice woman?
You call her Beetlejuice because she has those big
eyes.
Does
she not look like Beetlejuice to you?
You know, the sad thing is you say these nicknames so long, like Trump would, you know, give people nicknames.
Lil Rubio.
You say it so many times that I sit there and I just
Lion Ted.
I identify them
Pocahontas.
As
Pocahontas.
Lion Hillary.
Yeah. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. And, you know, I've always said this. You know, 50 years from now, you can go back and listen to President Trump when he was on stage debating these people and talking to them. You would think that a comedian was on stage talking to these people because he had these beautiful names. Okay. And they said, you, and like doing one debate, you're talking nasty about women. No, only Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. Yeah, he's like, correction.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
He's so funny. And his son, Donald Jr., he is so freaking funny.
Yeah, he's
I
good
love
too.
Him
he's
on
good
stage
too.
Because they use humor to get their point across.
But you have to because it's so insane that what these people are literally trying to do. And they expect us to be like, oh, this is just the norm. You know, a man putting on a dress and all of a sudden we have to call him a woman. No,
yeah.
this is crazy. And then like they get upset with us because, oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to call Richard Levin, Rachel, whatever it's supposed to be. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. And I shouldn't be forced to do it. But this is the world we live in. 100% is the world we live in.
Yeah.
It's upside, like I said, it's upside down with a twist.
Yep. I mean, people, my only thing is use common sense, right? Really look and think about what you're hearing and saying.
Do you think anyone on the left has common sense? If you could pick somebody right now on the left that have common sense, I get, you know, man, there it is. You got one.
I won.
Ding, 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 ding. You are a winner. I mean, yes, there is one. There is at least one, and there's another one too. I can never remember her name.
Starts with an S. Remember, dang, why do we do that?
I can never remember her name, and she's actually been, you know, standing with Manchin on this, and I can't ever remember her name, and it like runs all through me. Why? You know, I'm gonna have to write her name down.
Cinema.
You know what? I'm gonna have to. You know what?
Two for me.
Cinema.
Zero for you.
Yep,
here we
two
go.
For you. That's why you're the producer. Two for you.
Anyway.
Cinema. I'm going to have to, you know what? Cinnamon. I can remember it like that.
Nah, don't call her Cinnamon.
No. I'm not going to call her Cinnamon.
Like cinema, like
I'm,
the movie.
Like movie theaters, like
cinema.
Actual cinema.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
I have to do something to help me remember it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do that with Manchin, though, you know, but cinema.
He's a nerd.
Cinema. I don't know why I can't remember, but anyway, she's been standing with him. So there's been two that, you know, use common sense, and the Democrats, they hate both of them right now. They can't stand either one of them, so they really can't. Well, anyways, we're here at the end. I want to thank everyone for listening in. Thank you so much for sharing this audio, no matter how you're listening
or
where you're
caller.
Listening to it. Yep, and thank you for the call. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay safe and do not be fooled by the propaganda from the left. God bless everybody. We'll see you on the flip side.